opportunity.
1 Peter chapter 5, please. If you have your Bibles open, if you're listening online or listening to it somewhere down the road, 1 Peter chapter 5. That's longer than 14 days. 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 7, if you would please. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, and to you, as I suppose, I've written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein ye stand. The church that is in Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord is a blessing to the reading of His wonderful, infallible, inerrant word. And we have our lesson for tonight. And we're talking about this evening, the roaring lion. And I'm looking for my lesson. Here it is. Thank you. Found it. Very good. And verse 8, we find it. We cast our care upon Him last week, for He careth for us. And verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. The word sober there is used about four times as sober, two times as watched. So really, we are to be watching for Him. He is a roaring lion. Interesting, Spurgeon says that in different texts of Scripture, He is different things. He perhaps is compared to a fowler. A fowler is one who makes no noise and tries to lure the bird into being caught. So He may be a fowler. He also, we may transform Himself into an angel of light. The Satan is, we somehow in our world today have gotten a very wrong view of who Satan is. He is the greatest creation God ever made. Second to none. Now, he did fall into sin, we understand that, and he is the worst sinner, if you want to call him that, the most evil person ever. But when he first was created, he was the anointed cherub. He was the cherub that covereth. He was really superior, and he was, I'm thinking, he was really much the leader of the holy angels until, yeah, he was the choir director. He doesn't say all evil choir directors are evil, but he was, right, so he could be that, an angel of light, to where he comes in and appears, and maybe a false teacher, false doctrine, and we have so much of that today. We are replete in the world with false teaching. However, this is the roaring lion, and so one man was saying how the roaring lion's all he can do is roar, and he all perhaps gum you to death, but he's not biting you. But the roaring lion is, he's coming after us, and he ties it in with three things to the roaring of persecution. We are headed, I think, that direction in some regards. I really believe we're in judgment here in America. God's starting judgment upon us. The roaring also of a persecution of strong and vehement temptation. There are some temptations that are they throwing the snare out and try to grab you and snare you into that. And there are some temptations that are just plain in front of you. And he keeps flashing it in front of you constantly to try to get you to fall into that. And one gentleman today said to me, he goes, Tim, he says, you're just too nice to work here in construction. We're all just junior hires here. And he said, that's what I like about construction. We act like junior hires. And so, but he puts temptation in front of us. So persecution, vehement temptation, and sometimes is blasphemies. So he tries to discourage as a roaring lion. So be sober, be vigilant, because he's going to try whatever it takes to get you to fall. He is very much about, he cannot defeat God, so he's going to try to get God's people discouraged and defeated, and he's very effective. Lust of the flesh, pride of life, lust of the eyes, those three things are still working today, by the way. Still very much working today. So be vigilant, watch intently to give strict attention to, be vigilant. We just had a mandate, we have one the most tumultuous day in the job I've had probably was today. Such a mandate over the PPE, which is personal protection equipment, etc., and the COVID-19 and the wearing of masks. And so we are to the point in time where if you are, the mandate came down, if you are caught on inside the plant, closer than 6 feet, and your mask is not on, immediate termination. And so that's what's come down. And as you well know, the gentleman did not respond well to that, because immediate termination, and that's with no layoff. So if you know anything about unions, it's like that. So I'm not sure what the fallout's going to be. I hope we can stay in the plant. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but that's what. And so our has been such a tumultuous time, a bad day for everybody all around. Be vigilant. And we imagine there's going to be some who are vigilantly watching us. So I have a neck gaiter now. So I want you to know what those are. But I wear a neck gaiter all the time. Once I get out of the car, I have a neck gaiter on until I get back in the car. That's that scarf you put over your head and you pull it up to cover your... And so one guy says, it's amazing. I go into the Quick Stop with... like I'm going to rob. It's like, and we're supposed to be doing this. It's like, you're looking up, hooked up to here, and they can't even tell who you are. And there I'm going in there, and I'm doing the right kind of thing. And so it's amazing. So be vigilant. The adversary, the opponent in a lawsuit perhaps, or an adversary, I like much better, the enemy. So we are to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may desire. Not biting per se, but perhaps by intimidation. The devil cannot make us sin. That old, I've been using it many years, old Flip Wilson show, and hardly anybody younger than me knows who Flip Wilson was. I could never watch Flip Wilson. I could never say shut up. And I could never watch Flip Wilson. And rightly so. But he would say, well, the devil made me do that. Well, he didn't really make, now he may have put the temptation there, but that doing, that was all of Flip's doing. And it's all of you and I doing as well. So it may devour. That means to swallow down, to swallow all the way through, to swallow up, or to completely to destroy. That he may destroy him. How does that happen? It happens when you and I, in a moment's notice perhaps, we've been working on having a testimony, and you fly off the handle. We call it the job that he lost it. And two different guys this morning, he just lost it. So this one person saw these guys walking down the road with no mask on, clothes on, everything. He just lost it. And so the edict comes down from one person seeing something he doesn't like, and we're going to change it. We're going to be doing this, or it's my way, or the company's way, or the highway. And so there we go. So devour. He wants us to fall flat on our face, spiritually speaking. He walks about, seeking whom we may devour. Please be sober, be vigilant. Now, what should we do in light, bottom of page one, question two, what should we do in light of the devil's work? Well, we are to stay about God's business. We are to whom resist steadfast in the faith. We are to resist. So when Satan brings a temptation, let the Holy Spirit answer the door. When the devil comes knocking on your door, look at this, say that, watch this, read this, do that, fly off the handle here. No, the Holy Spirit, send him to answer the door. That's what we should do when the devil comes knocking. So we are to resist steadfast in the faith. A paraphrase of this verse, which might help you, this verse number 9, says, the verse reads, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, I have wondered exactly what this means, and so hopefully we'll get this nailed down here in just a moment. Paraphrase is, withstand him, be firm in the faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined, knowing the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, brethren, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. Know this, what you're facing tomorrow, to right now, other people in the past, all over the world, other Christian brothers from the time of Christ have faced the very same thing, and they had, not all of them, but there have been some who remained steadfast. There are some very famous recanters who then recanted their recantation and still got killed. It may come to recanting here. I'll tell you, you're starting to believe it now. But it may come to the point in time where we are required. I can see the church going underground in America in the next just few years if certain things continue to fall in place. I pray not. But we need to be about his business. Do we not? Yes, we do be about, and trust him. So we are, whatever comes our way, we can have this confidence that the same afflictions have been accomplished in your brethren before. Oh, well, the Bible says there hath no temptation taken us, but such as what? Common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So he has a way out. The way out, though, is likely not your way, but God's way. So resist. To arrange and battle against. So pictures a face-to-face confrontation. If we are to resist, it's to set oneself against, to stand firm against someone's onset, to oppose, to resist by actively opposing pressure or power, to resist him. What does that mean? It means you may have to, gentlemen especially, throw your computer out sometime. Definitely, gentlemen, do not have any kind of computer thing where you do not have some kind of software on it that protects it and some kind of safe, clean internet, something like that. Oh, say, well, Pastor Tim, I could... Yes, yeah. You keep on telling yourself you couldn't do that. Be careful. We are to resist, to say wrong words, to have the wrong attitude, to get involved in things. We should not resist his temptation. I don't know what it is for you. But I tell you, he's watched your life long enough, or someone's been watching your life in their circles, who knows what really is your point. Alcohol, I can walk by alcohol all day long. I'm not even the remotest bit temptation. So he doesn't worry about that. But something else could well be, and he knows what that is. And for you and I, he's very wise about such things. This idea of a red being with horns and a pitchfork and hooves, he loves that picture of him because that's not who he is. He's far, far greater than that. Matter of fact, it was Michael battling for the body of Moses, which the winning team got right tonight, but for the body of Moses that Michael wouldn't even dare what? The Lord rebuke thee, right? What it says. So the Christian would do well to remember that he cannot fight the devil. The latter was originally the most powerful and wise angel God created. He still retains much of that power and wisdom. As he glances down through history and a look about one today will easily show, why is all this? Can you not see Satan's had some free reign here? Can you not see it? Yes, we have brought it on ourselves in regards. But Satan delights in destroying things. Resist to defend oneself against. Wearsby, I like what Wearsby says. Before we can stand before Satan, we must bow before God. Peter resisted the Lord and ended up submitting to Satan. Oh, I'll not deny you. Yes, you will. And matter of fact, every single one of the disciples said the same thing. If you look at the plural you, every single disciple, oh, we're not going to deny you, but specifically Peter, yes, before the cock crows, Peter, you're going to deny me thrice. And he did. He bowed to Satan and did not submit to Christ. Despite the devil's deceptions and accusations, power, hatred, and ferocity, we can successfully resist because God commands us to do so, and he commands always include his enablement. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He's not saying you're never going to sin, but he's saying with God's help, and him leading your life, you can live a holy life, right? That's honorable to God. Yes, because that be holy is what? An imperative. Imperative. Steadfast. Firmly established. Steadfast or solid like a foundation. And faith, in this context, I believe, steadfast in the faith, describes the Christian's personal confidence in God. Christ, his word, his promises. Christians will be enabled to stand fearlessly firm against the roaring lion only if they lean wholly on Jesus' name. That is it. We are to flee immorality, flee different things, but we can only stand, and this standing is not like, well, I'm going to go out and attack the devil. No, the standing firm is, when he comes, with God's help, we are standing put. We're going to stay. We're going to stay. I really like, I was just reading again tonight, this from MacArthur. He says, the way to resist the devil is not with special formulas or words directed at him and his demons, but by remaining firm in the Christian faith. This means to continue to live in accord with the truth of God's word. As the believer knows sound doctrine obeys God's truth, Satan is withstood. We have tried in the church gimmicks. We've tried all these different things, gimmicks for this, gimmicks for that, gimmicks to, we'll have a seeker-sensitive church 50 years ago approximately started. We'll just make the church just like the people who come off the street, looks just like whatever they've just walked out into a mall or something, and we'll bring the people in, and what have we found? They are a mile wide and perhaps only an inch deep. We have not made disciples. We have made a professing Christianity that when trials come, they can't handle it because they are just so shallow spiritually. But if we will obey God's word, as you do that, as you stand on God's promises, you are resisting the devil. Because he wants you to flee from God's word. He wants you to try your own mechanizations to answer things. We are to trust. And as we trust and obey, Satan is thwarted. There's in the Daily Bread from some years past, a man was repeatedly robbed by burglars who entered his house through a window while he was asleep. He finally solved the problem by using three things. He called them a twinkler, a tinkler, and a tattler. The twinkler was a candle that he kept burning in the window all night. The tinkler was a bell attached to the window. And the tattler was a small, noisy dog. Because of these, the burglars were kept away. Here's the application. Every Christian lives in a house that Satan seeks to burglarize. We too need a twinkler, a tinkler, and a tattler. The twinkler is a candle of God's word. It provides light, exposes Satan's lies. Daily attention to the word keeps the lamp bright. The tinkler is the bell of our testimony. Keep it ringing as you tell others of the Savior, and Satan will be frustrated. And the tattler is a life of prayer. When the enemy comes and send up the warning that you are telling Jesus all about it, yes, twinkle your light, tinkle your testimony, and bark the enemy away by prayer. So we are to be actively involved. So we are to stand steadfast, fast. We are to be sober, vigilant. Adversaries try to destroy us. Then we are to resist steadfast, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother. Knowing there is a verb that describes absolute positive beyond the chance of doubt. That's what it means. Knowing that. So we can have apodictic certainty that other people have faced trials probably exactly to ours. Maybe not the exact dollar and cents or something, or the exact people involved, but the exact kind of stressors. Do you have stressors in your life? Do you ever have stressors, things that cause stress? Yes. We have some men where I work that cause stress every day. It seems to me that they just like to stir the pot. If you remember Mr. Reinhardt Dorsey, he loved to, on the Don't Mention Age trips, he would just get the pot stirred. Other people I've known that like to say things just to get people riled up. I won't mention any names. There's probably some in this room even now, but I won't mention any names. But we find here that we have people that want to stir the pot. We can know with a permanent certainty the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Somebody else is facing, has faced, is going to face what you are now. We can have it settled in our soul and can be called into use in the nick of time. It's sort of like PRN. If you know what that means, if you're working in the nursing world, PRN, as need, when there's a need, we can call on God, PRN. He is there every time, and he's always needed. So when there's a need, the same, we can call upon him to help us, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Afflictions there describes what happens to a person and must be endured. Accomplished there is intensified meaning in the sense of fully to complete. Bring not just to the end, but to the design, designated goal. We find that accomplished. What does God, he which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. It is McShane who said, Lord, make me as holy as it is possible for a man to be on this side of heaven. Robert Murray McShane, make me as holy as is possible. When's the last time I prayed that? When's the last time you prayed? What do we want? Oh, I want to lose about 25 more pounds. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to get my car washed. I want to get the yard mowed. I want to get all these things done. I want to do this, and I want to be a witness. But it should be, Lord, make me holy as you'd have me to be. When's the last time? Weed out those things that are distracting us. Lay aside the weight which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Knowing that other people have endured the same thing, and by God's grace, they have held steadfast to the faith. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your admonition. Lord, may we take something from this message tonight, the study tonight, that we are to be sober, we are to be vigilant. Satan so wants to destroy our Christian character and testimony. But Lord, we can look back, we can resist that, but knowing that the other people have faced the very same, a confident, absolute certainty. Other people have gone through what we have been, are going to down the road go through, and they have remained steadfast. Lord, I pray for our country, our nation, the Christians in this nation, that we will remain steadfast, that we will not fall victim to Satan's many manifold attacks upon us. So Lord, bless us tonight. May each of us, as we go out this evening, be encouraged to live for you. Bring us back again to hear from your word on Sunday as you would see fit. Again, we thank you for Jesus, who died that we might have the confident hope of eternal life. And I ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you on Sunday, Lord willing. The first one that's back by the door would be willing to ring the bell. If you would do that, that would be wonderful. Whoever goes out in that direction first.